On the Arkansas absentee ballot application, voters must choose between three options for requesting a ballot. They are, I will be unavoidably absent from my polling site on election day. I will be unable to attend the polls on election day because of illness or physical disability. Or I reside in a long-term care or residential facility licensed by the state. Though potential voters do have to check one of those reasons, Connie Doss, who is the Carroll County Clerk, says it's more or less a no-excuse application.
We're not going to go around and, you know, be the excuse police and check and make sure that you're not unavoidably absent.
However, because COVID-19 wasn't specifically listed, there were questions on whether or not that would be considered a valid reason to vote absentee. In late June, Arkansas's Secretary of State John Thurston issued a statement explicitly saying that concern related to the coronavirus pandemic is an acceptable reason to request an absentee ballot. Betsy Harrell, County Clerk for Benton County, said Thurston's announcement, along with Governor Asa Hutchinson's agreement with the decision, could have made a difference in easing some voters' nerves over submitting an application for an absentee ballot.
There are people who never drive 46 and a 45, and they don't take the tags off their mattresses and things like that. And to them, literally, is COVID an unavoidably absent, you know, because I just don't want to be around other people? Is that unavoidable?
By late August, Harrell's office had already received 6,000 absentee ballot requests for the election. The total number of applications they received for the 2016 presidential election, 2,800. Doss, at the time of her interview in early September, had already received 1,100 absentee ballot requests, a number that she called extremely high for the county, considering in 2016 they received between 350 and 375. Doss also credits the Secretary of State's announcement for possibly bringing a greater awareness of the ability to vote absentee.
By kind of, you know, making it a, you know, that awareness of it, they can go out and they go, hey, wait, I've got this other option. You know, my life is so busy, I can just do this, and it'll come to me in my mailbox, fill it out, and send it back in.
Each of the 12 county clerks KUAR spoke to had similar answers. All of them reported a higher number of absentee ballot requests, with some of them more than double the number of applications they received in previous years. And almost all of them credited the pandemic for the increase. Despite that, all of them felt prepared to take on this influx of applications. That preparedness also applies to in-person voting, where counties are taking the needed precautions to safeguard their polling places. Brandy McCoy, the county clerk for St. Francis County, said they are taking an extra step and implementing, quote, roving sites, which will serve as additional polling places during early voting, since the county normally has one spot for early voting.
That's to kind of hit the different areas to keep the kind of a line down here at the courthouse, you know, from, you know, to try to social distance a little better.
Other precautions county clerks say they are taking include the use of an abundance of hand sanitizer, placing the voting machines at minimum 6 feet apart from one another, and the use of disposable styluses to vote on the machines themselves. As far as the amount of personal protective equipment, or PPE, each county has, each clerk interviewed says they have more than enough for its poll workers and for voters. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.